Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in today, and we want to get right into our teaching of God's Word today. And first, we're going to pray and ask God's blessing. Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless the words that I teach today. Bless your Word. You said it would not return void. Anoint me to speak and speak the oracles of God. Bless your people as they receive it. We just give you the praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to speak today on the subject of God's eternal plan of providing for man. In Genesis, the 22nd chapter, we find the story of Abraham, and where he had been given a word from God that he was to take his only son Isaac and to take him on the mount and to offer him as a sacrifice. Then we come down to where they had made the statement of, in verse 5, unto the two young men that was with him, "Abide here," and told him to abide with the animals, "and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you." That was an absolute statement of faith, because he had been instructed by God that he was to sacrifice him. So he made the statement. We will find out later in the teaching today wherein that he had the faith to do this with. Verse 6, "And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together." And then verse 7, "And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father, and he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Verse 8, this proclamation was made by Abraham and rings out through the times. "And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together." Then if we might go to the New Testament in Galatians in the first chapter and picking up in verse 19. "For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of the cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say whether they are be things in earth are things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister." This word tells us that God has reconciled us. So he was that lamb that was provided. He was that would be the sacrifice, would pay the price for your sins and my sins, that we could stand before God, justified not by our works, but by his righteousness. Now look into Ephesians in the third chapter. Here in verse 14, it says these words, "For this cause I bow my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to his riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man." Verse 17, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints that is the breadth, the length, and the depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God." And verse 20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we asked or think, according to the power that worketh within us. That power that we have been given, that which we have received from God, and it works within us. We have the power to see these things take place as we believe. We have the trigger that triggers God to move in our life. It's subject to our faith. You notice Jesus repeatedly said time after time, according to your faith, so be it unto your faith. When we believe the word of God and we believe what he has done for us on Calvary and believe that he has provided that lamb and he has provided the way and he is our provider. In 1 Peter the 5th chapter in verse 7, he encourages us that we casting all your cares upon him, he careth for you. God is there to supply your needs. He is the supplier. The psalmist David in Psalms 37 records these words in chapter 37 verse 4. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of the heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. This chapter is power-packed. We can go from verse to verse. If we go to 16, he says, and little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of the wicked, proving God's great ability to provide for us. Then in verse 19 of that same chapter, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. They're again substantiating. God is a provider. Then in verse 25, I have been young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. The power of God at work again. Amen. Now in verse 38, it declares, but the transgressor shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But listen to verse 39. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. There again, declaring God to be able to provide. Then we go to Psalms 34, and we find, starting in verse 15 down through 19, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Amen. This is the promise of God. There again, I declare to you today, God will provide. He is a provider. Now, Psalms 33 also gives us more proof that God is a provider. In Psalms 33 and 12, it says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Goes on down in verse 18 and says, behold, the eyes of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. 19, deliver their souls from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thou mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we have hoped in the Lord. There again, the substantiating fact that God will provide and God has provided. Psalms 103, and this is a blessed chapter here, and it starts out with the first five verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit, who forgiveth all of thy iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. There again, the promise of God. He is a provider. You know, a lot of people are saying, what are we going to do? What's going to take place? Well, these scriptures substantiate that God's going to take care of us through it all. Now, in Isaiah 58 and verse 11, and the Lord shall guide thee continuously and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose water faileth not. This is the promise of God. He's going to provide for us. Now, Psalms 40 and verse 1 through verse 5 kind of puts the icing on the cake. I wait patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Verse 5. Many, O Lord my God, are the wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. That's what God's able to do for us, more that can be numbered. Proverbs in the third chapter in verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not on thy own understanding. Verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thy own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Verse 8, it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and the presses shall burst out with new wine. This is the promise of God. There again, God is a provider. Our time's getting away from us from today, but I promised you that I wouldn't close this till I give you the understanding of why Abraham was able to offer up Isaac as a sacrifice. Now, he had received a promise from God that all the seed of righteousness would come through his son Isaac, and Abraham believed the report of God. Here we find in Hebrews in the 11th chapter in verse 17, by faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promise offered up the only begotten son. Verse 18 goes on to say, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thou seed be called. Then in verse 19, according that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Abraham believed the report of God. Abraham accepted the fact that God could not lie, and if God promised this would take through this son, he had to raise him up. So he was determined to obey God and to follow the will of God and do so as God had instructed him. And here he proved the faith he had, and that's the reason he said to those lads was with him, that we're going to go and worship and we're going to return back. And this is what God did provide, the lamb, for he seen a ram caught in the thicket. And then we understand that God would provide that which was the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. And today I rest my case. God is the great provider, and God will provide. Call upon his name. If you don't know him, accept him today. Be born again by the Spirit of God. Come under all these benefits that I've taught here today that you can receive from God, and you can be blessed of the Lord. Ask him now. Save to the uttermost all that will call upon your name. Reclaim the backslider. Heal, set free, and deliver. Give thou anointing to those that would freely ask of it. God, anoint by thy Spirit and touch hearts and lives today. In Jesus' name, amen. Till we come to you in the next teaching, may God bless you.